Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. For today on Monday, we have chunky chest-high surf with a couple lucky bigger sets down again, coming in at 7 to 8 seconds from the east with brisk onshore winds to start the day. Now those winds are going to drop off and go offshore for most spots by the afternoon. That's going to clean things up later in the day. Now, northern Florida, you might see some north winds from this next area of low pressure that's kind of passing over, so might not be so lucky up that way. For Tuesday, chest plus high surf continues from the east at 7 seconds. We'll be on the back end of that low that was passing over, and that's going to bring us some brisk northern winds for north of the Cape. Southern regions may see lighter offshore winds in the morning that turn more northerly and build a touch for the afternoon. So that same area of low pressure might be sending us some head-high 11-second northeast swell, and that's going to show up on Wednesday kind of as the day goes on. Morning northern winds are going to switch offshore and build a little into the low to mid-teens by the afternoon. Now that could stand these waves up a little bit, so definitely keep an eye out. That northeast swell and strong offshore wind should continue for Thursday, and we may see a little bit of a Melissa swell start to show up late Thursday and into Friday. Now, even though Melissa is a Cat 5 down in the Caribbean right now, by the time it heads over Cuba and the islands and gets into the Atlantic, they're expecting it to be down at a Cat 1, maybe Cat 2 hurricane, and it's going to pass by pretty quick because that area of low pressure that's going to be bringing us that northeast swell is going to kind of suck Melissa straight up to it. So it'll probably be pretty much over with by the weekend. We might have a couple leftovers on Saturday, but you never know. Maybe it'll stall out a little bit and hang out a little longer in the Atlantic, but as it looks right now, it's going to be a flash in the pan, and we may actually see better surf from this area of low pressure to the northeast than we'll see from the hurricane. Yep, it has been crazy out in the Atlantic this season. That's all I can say. So I'll be back on Wednesday, and I'll be able to give you a little better timing on that Melissa swell. It's looking pretty locked in right now. And like I always say, these big storms, these Cat 5s, they kind of do what they want. So Melissa might hang out a little longer in the Caribbean, might go a little faster through the Caribbean. It's kind of up in the air a little bit on the timing. And as it sits right now, most models are having it pass about 600 to 700 miles offshore, which is actually pretty good. But just the speed that it's going to be passing by and the strength might not give us that storm swell that we're used to. We're still going to get something, but I don't think it's going to be like anywhere near what we saw with Aaron. So I'll see you guys again on Wednesday. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.